T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
After some questions as to whether or not the annual Dreamforce Tech Conference will be returning to San Francisco, Mayor London Breed this morning announced it will. For more, we're joined live in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, earlier this year, Mark Benioff, CEO of Dreamforce,
said
it was Salesforce. Excuse me, my forces are not with me. Announced that it was questionable whether or not they'd be coming back. Yeah, the force is not with me. What changed his mind, do you think?
I got to love it. She put out the tweet. She has her, the smiling Mark Benioff at a Warriors game, sending it out. You know, I think the photo is about a year old, but the message is new. And yes, she's bringing up the Dreamforce convention, which is sort of one of the big cornerstones of San Francisco's convention and visitors structure. Back to San Francisco. Now, he'd had some problems with San Francisco, or some concerns on the homeless. Now, he'd also, he said that in a offhanded comment to Kevin Fagan at the Chronicle, I believe it was, on the verge of last year's event, I'm not so sure if we're coming back, because San Francisco's streetscape and the street activity and the street people. We've heard that before. We've heard concerns about that before. And other conventions have pulled out over concerns like that before. So it would send a chill down everyone's spine. And I think he started getting some calls going, hey, look, we're trying to bring the city back. Is this really helping? The long and the short of it was, midway through the convention, the Salesforce Dreamforce meeting, he sat down with Governor Gavin Newsom, and the tone had changed from, we now might not be coming back, to, this town looks great, why can't it look great all the time? And now to this, where they're coming back. In a nutshell, it's good news that Dreamforce Convention is coming back to San Francisco, because if it hadn't, that would have been such bad news that everybody would be cringing right now, and the mayor would be worrying as well about her reelection chances.
And Phil, San Francisco officials worked very hard to ensure Dreamforce 2023 went off without a hitch, not unlike what they're doing for APEC.
Oh, not quite. I mean, they're not completely sealing off the city, but you're absolutely right. They set up a zone around the convention center, flooded it with cops and ambassadors, cleaned the place up, made everybody feel comfortable. It was cordoned off naturally for this event. But yeah, they went completely out of their way, and they're going to be bringing it back. It's a study in, in controlled environments. It's like you set up your own little Disneyland in downtown San Francisco where everything looks great. But that's what the city is looking, and that's what it's needing. And I will tell you this, as one City Hall insider told me this morning, it's a lot better for Mayor London Breed to have that convention coming back in September next year, because she's up for reelection in November. And if it hadn't been coming back, everybody would have been pointing to that as a reason why we might need to change at City Hall. This way, she's got at least that. Still a lot of other things to happen, and we still got to get a lot of conventions back. And by the way, we still could get some more numbers back for Dreamforce, because, post-pandemic, they're still not out there in the big numbers they were before.
Well, I'm glad you used Disneyland as your metaphor, because I think the price is about the same. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.